Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Freedom Festival has begun, but the Free Talk Live broadcasts from the Porcupine Freedom Festival will begin tomorrow. What happened today is Aria and Mark Edge have headed up to the campground at Rogers Campground, where the Porcupine Freedom Festival has been happening for more than a decade in a row. The event itself, I believe, is coming up on either year 20 or year 19. I'll have to double check on that, but it's been going on for a while. But they started at Rogers Campground in like 2003, and looks like it's 19 this year. And then they went to a different campground after a few years, went back to Rogers Campground, I believe, starting in 2009. So that's where everybody is. I'm sure the numbers are starting a little light, as they usually do, but it's a 3,000-person event this year that is completely
sold. They're going to run out of room for the big group photo.
That would be a good problem to have.
Absolutely.
Course, not everybody shows up to the group photo just because that's, you know, you can't herd cats, as they say. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Conan.
The Porcupine Freedom Festival is completely sold out. Somebody was asking online today, are there day passes available? No. No, there are not day
passes.
Can
you sneak in?
I don't know. That is an important question, Conan, because for most of its history, the Porcupine Freedom Festival has been a pretty loose thing. Like, if you're on the campground and you're not going to Pork Fest, that was fine in the past. Mm-hmm. And then there was a period of time when
people
the organizers
were cracking down,
and they had like security agents
roving around on
cars,
golf carts,
you know, looking for passes and that sort of thing. And then the attendance had a downturn. After that, after they went real crazy with the security and all the rules, attendance had a downturn. And what happened was there was an event called called Fork Fest that started, which is, by the way, entering its sixth year. That starts next Monday on the same campground. And the people that wanted to have this alternative festival said, you know, we're tired of all the rules. We're tired of the, you know, the vendor fees and all the stuff that has sort of been cooked up over the years. According to the organizers, they believed that it was making Porkfest better, but a lot of people said, no, it's going too far. It's gone away from the original drive of the event, the original vision for what Porkfest was, and so they created a decentralized alternative. And what ended up happening was, at least what I like to believe, is that the people who were sort of protesting the Porcupine Freedom Festival ended up influencing the Porcupine Freedom Festival to go back.
That's how the free market works.
Yeah,
that's how competition works.
In a decentralized direction. And so after completely just scraping the bottom of the barrel for a little while, they decided, all right, well, this isn't working. The old model isn't working anymore of we need vendor fees. We need to tell all the vendors where they have to be and that kind of thing. And they got rid of what they call the Agora Alley, I think is what it was called, or Agora Valley.
Yeah.
And because no one was locating there anymore, the vendors were starting to voluntarily locate themselves. It was, I think it was 2019 was the final year of the old system, because the vendors as a group were so frustrated with all the fees and the rules and all that to vend in this sort of hot spot called Agora Valley on the campground. It was sort of like the rows of RV sites that were the closest to the main area of the pavilion. And so they created their own strip. They created their own vendor area, basically, that was like five or six rows down. So it was just sort of in the normal camping area. And they called it Where It's At. And they got bandit signs, and they put them up all around the campground, letting people know, of like, hey, we're still here. You know, if you like the pizza place or the barbecue place or whatever, we're still here. We're just down on row number five or whatever it was.
Yeah, that was actually the year that I looked into actually going down there and just vending.
Going back, you mean? Because you used to.
I've only actually been to one.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, great event. But being away for an entire week is not easy for me.
You got a lot of plants and animals.
I got
and
animals
stuff.
And plants and the whole nine and work, and it's just a pain in the butt. But I actually wanted to vend. I was just gonna do food, mm-hmm. and I started looking at all their rules and stuff. And I'm like, and having to buy an extra or having to actually rent a space for vendors. I guess it was the Agora Valley
yeah.
area.
You got to pay more.
I had to pay more, and I'm like, you know what? This is no, screw this. Yeah. And I guess they have. I guess enough vendors are like-minded people like me decided to back off, and I guess it is reflected on present day ideas on how to run the system, which is, and this is, like I said, it's a good thing that they've come to their senses, in my opinion.
Yeah, there's definitely a downturn in the Agora Valley population. I remember that the one year that it was just
2019 was like a ghost town.
Yeah, there were more vendors outside Agora yeah. Alley than inside.
Yeah, there was one guy. There was like one guy who was there selling knives or something like that, and he didn't get the memo. You know, he's just kind of like from the outside. He didn't, you know, he's not connected with the community of activists here in New Hampshire, so he didn't know what was happening about this sort of exodus. And he ended up going to Roger's campground and asking if he could change his campsite to leave Agora Valley and go to this hot spot.
And so that's where it was at.
Yeah. So he ended up migrating away. And so the organizers of the event, I think they finally got the message, and they said, all right, well, 2020, we're going to decentralize. We're going to go back to the old style. We're going to let people set up wherever they damn well want. First come, first serve. You know, if you want to get the Agora Valley spots, you can just get them a regular price, mm-hmm. right? Regular rental from the campground kind of price. And it went really well. It, you know, the life came back to
that
event.
Isn't that something? Isn't that the core, one of the core tenets, you know, of central, have how central planners
Doesn't
screw everything
work.
Up?
Yeah.
Just mm-hmm. let people do what they do.
Even well-intentioned libertarian central planners
exactly.
still fail. And so it was a really wonderful thing. Now, what we saw happen after that, and I didn't get to go, and neither did you last year, nobody. You were still in jail. I was out, but I was on an incredibly restrictive set of bail conditions. They wouldn't even let me. I couldn't leave my house without asking for permission in advance. And even though I asked for permission to go, they told me, nope, you can't go. I couldn't even go up for a day. They wouldn't even let me leave my house for that.
Wow.
And so you and I didn't get to experience 2021, but we do know that it was sold out for the very first time ever. So they started a good thing in 2020 by decentralizing the event, and then in 2021, for the first time in its, at that time, 18-year history, the event sold out. The park itself was sold out. Every campsite was sold out. The tickets were sold out. And so it was an incredible success. And they did something a little different in 2021 as opposed to 2020. 2020 was like total decentralization. 2021, they brought in these hubs, this sort of hub concept where anybody can start what they call a hub and sort of register it with the Porcupine Freedom Festival and set their own schedule. You know, if you wanted to have, Conan, if you wanted to have the farmer hub or something like that, or, you know, grow your own food, they probably have that. I don't know. Like
right,
I said,
right.
I didn't go. And you could set that up, and then it would appear on, like, the official schedule. So there's still that little aspect of the centralization of there's still a website, porkfest.com. It still has, you know, a schedule on it, but it's a more decentralized way of kind of setting a schedule. So instead of it just being what's happening on the main stage, now there's, if you look at the schedule, it's overwhelming. It's you couldn't possibly go to all the things that are going on. So it seems like it's been a real positive move for the event, especially now that they've sold out 2 years in a row. So again, this year it's sold out. And they even increased the number of tickets this year. So even though last year was sold out, it was sold out at 2,500 tickets. This year they increased it to 3,000 tickets, which is really the maximum number of people that the park can handle. And even that is being generous because you got to bring in bathrooms from the outside. If you want to put that many people in Rogers Campground,
You can't rely
on the existing stuff.
You got to swap the system.
Yeah.
Literally swap the system.
And it's happened before.
Yes, it has. It happened when I was there. The showers were down for days because they just got stopped up, ran out of water, and or stopped up. I can't remember which was.
I think both of those things have happened, actually. So it's been an interesting history watching the event develop over the years. I unfortunately cannot go again due to my curfew this year, although I will be able to go up for a day. but I got to go up and come back the same day and be back by 11 o'clock at night.
That's 6 hours round trip.
Suck.
Yeah, that's annoying.
But you know what? I'd rather go up one day than 0 days, and it'll be really cool to see the.
Well, make sure you let the people know which day you're going up there. So it's gonna be Friday.
I'm gonna speak actually at 1 o'clock. On the main stage. We got more coming up here. If you're on the campground, you want to give us a report from day one, feel free to join us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer, they're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. and bring up whatever you want to discuss at 603-203-6160. Porcupine Freedom Festival is kicking off today. It was kind of like day zero, if you will. They're still setting up the tents. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is in its 19th year. It's an amazing, very successful libertarian camping event that is completely sold out for the second year in a row. I believe the registration tent opened at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Normally it's open at, you know, 8 or 9 in the morning or something like that on most the rest of the week. That's when it'll be likely. But they were still setting up the tents this morning. So it's kind of a setup day. The vendors are arriving likely. They're getting their stuff set up. Usually there's some early birds. Some people show up on Sunday and Saturday, and they get set up early. So there's, you know, sometimes you can eat something if you're there earlier on the weekend. But usually,
it's cool. It's cold mornings. So
yeah, that's right.
Historically, I think that a lot of rain and a lot of heat. But for whatever reason, it's been cool this whole weekend.
You can get rain, that's for sure. Sometimes it's a lot. Sometimes it's barely any. Sometimes you get a little bit here and there, and that's about it. So you never know what the weather's going to do up there. The old joke is, it's New England. You know, if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes.
Yep.
So it's Ian Nobody and Conan here in the studio tonight doing what is probably going to be the last live show of the week, or maybe the next 2 weeks, depending on how things go on the campsite. Both Aria and Mark are there. They've got the campsite set up at RV Site 46. So if you're at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you want to swing by and say hi to the Free Talk Live crew, that's where you'll find us. It's fairly easy to find. It's near one of the end caps on the RV rows. So we'll look forward to seeing you there. We have, of course, Free Talk Live and LRN.FM bumper stickers on hand, and also the Shire Society lanyards that a lot of people like. The Shire Society, of course, is a voluntary association of individuals who've declared their independence from the state, and that was formed, by the way, at the Porcupine Freedom Festival back in 2010. That was 12 years ago.
That's the year Ron Paul was there, right?
No, I don't think Ron Paul's ever been to the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Really?
No, he spoke years ago, I think probably 2008, at the Liberty Forum.
Oh, okay.
And it was either 2008 or 2007, somewhere in that range. One of the earliest Liberty Forums, the main speaker was Ron Paul, and boy, they packed the house for that one.
Oh,
but no, I don't think he's ever come out to Porkfest. However, Ron Paul has signed the Shire Society Declaration.
Yeah, that's why I thought he was there year that it... The year that it started. He actually has kind of resurfaced. I guess he was at the last Libertarian Party convention, which he hasn't been to in
a while. Well, he was actually there as a guest of the Mises Caucus, as I understand.
Right.
So he wasn't on the official agenda for the convention, but Mises Caucus rented their own room, I guess, and packed it, you know, of course, for Paul, which was awesome.
Yeah, it's nice to see him still around.
He's amazing. We actually had the pleasure of interviewing him, 2 weeks ago, Conan, something like that, a couple weeks?
Oh, yeah,
here
week ago,
like
2 weeks ago.
And it was an excellent interview. If you missed it, you can go to freetalklive.com.
You cut that one out, right, as a single segment?
Yeah, it's out there. Freetalklive.com. Just scroll down the page a little bit. You'll find the Ron Paul interview. So if you want to join the show here, the number is 603-283-6160. Just, kind of doing a quick recap on what is the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's basically the main opportunity that people have to come up and experience what it's like to be around a countless number of libertarians, more people than you could possibly meet. In fact, as a sold-out event with 3,000 tickets sold, there's a good chance, even if you are, like, if you know somebody's going, you might not even run into them. There's that many people at this festival. I think it's arguably the biggest libertarian festival out there. I know that Freedom Fest claims to be the biggest, which is a convention. It's not really a festival, but it's a, you know, hotel convention in Vegas. I don't think so.
Well, they count the conservatives, too.
Yeah, that's a good point. And there's a lot of conservatives at Freedom Fest. You know, something else that's going on at the Porcupine Freedom Festival is there's the vendors. That's really part of the fun of going up there is, number one, the best thing about Porkfest is meeting the people. It's meeting the community of like-minded, liberty-oriented people, many of whom have already moved to New Hampshire. Others are planning a move. Others are considering a move to New Hampshire. Meeting those folks and finding out who your future neighbors are going to be. And then there's the vendors. A lot of those people have talents. You know, they're good cooks, or they're good at crafting things, or whatever it is that they do. And they bring their wares and they bring their talents to the event. And it's sort of like this little free market that springs up where wherever you happen to get your campsite or your RV site, you just hang out your shingle, pop a tent up, and start selling whatever it is you have to sell, and not asking for permission. That's really the key aspect of this.
But that was one of the things that really, as I became a free market capitalist, you know, I always asked myself, you know, will it work? And I thought back to my days of going to Grateful Dead shows, and they used to have a thing called Shakedown Street that was a similar thing. It was just where all the vendors set up, and everything they did was illegal. So there was zero regulation because you can't regulate what's illegal,
right?
And you know there was never a problem. And that was one of the things that that really convinced me that, you know, we don't need all this nonsense from the government.
And they had their own ways of kind of dealing with problems, didn't they?
I mean, a lot of it was just not worrying about it, you know. But what if
somebody showed up and they were, scamming people, ripping people off?
I mean, pretty much, they just let people know, you know.
And stay away from that person.
Yeah.
Don't buy the brown acid.
Don't buy the brown acid.
Read the reviews.
I know a guy.
Read the comments before you buy. Buyer beware.
Yeah. I knew a guy who actually claimed that he actually took the brown acid like 5 minutes before that announcement.
Oof.
Was it about 4 or 5 years ago, some inspector went to Porkfest and was just harangued? Everyone was following him, videotaping him, asking him questions.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
right. That was more than probably 5 years ago, but yeah, it was several years ago for sure.
Yeah, he got run off.
That video's on Freekeen, and it's pretty entertaining.
I think it was the year after Agra Alley.
Maybe. It was two inspectors, if I recall correctly. I remember I was sitting up in what they called the TV room at the time, and I just happened to be looking out and saw this state car roll up. Because, you know, they love their gang insignia.
Yeah.
They put their gang insignia on the side of the car.
With their tinted windows.
I don't even think it was tinted. These are the tax boys. So it wasn't the...
And what were they looking for? They're looking for licenses?
Looking for revenue. They want... So in New Hampshire, even though there's no sales tax, there is what they call a rooms and meals tax.
Right.
And so any prepared food... So you go to the grocery store, you can buy grocery store food, no problem. But if the grocery store prepares the food, meaning if it's heated up or whatever, then they get charged you the tax.
Right.
And so they wanted to go booth to booth at Porkfest, every single food vendor, and see if they were collecting tax.
Wow.
They didn't make it past the first booth before we ran them out of the park.
I wonder what they would even think.
Mm-hmm.
And unless that's what they do every Saturday and Sunday, going around to barbecues and stuff and just harassing
people. I don't think they knew what they were getting into.
Obviously not. But, I mean, it seemed like they do this all the time.
Yeah, of course.
And not just like restaurants and stuff, but, I mean, they actually go out to events.
Sure, why wouldn't they? I mean, they throw their weight around. They're a bunch of thugs, and they're going to intimidate people. And it didn't work.
Nope, not at Porkfest. They got run off.
No, it was amazing. So more coming up here. You can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Another shipment of baby formula is arriving from overseas to help ease the national shortage. The formula arrived at Boston's Logan International Airport late Monday morning. It came on a Delta flight from the United Kingdom. Former Vice President Mike Pence is slamming President Biden for the current economy.
Unlike the Great Depression of the 1930s, the stagflation of the 1970s, or even the Great Recession of 2008, the economic woes now upon us have been caused almost single-handedly by one person.
Speaking in Chicago, Pence blaming Biden for current inflation rates, claiming he'd never seen a stronger disconnect between citizens and the president. Air conditioners are working overtime across the country as temperatures are in the 90s and close to 100 from the Great Lakes down to the Gulf Coast. USA Radio News. The average price for a gallon of gas in the United States reached $5 a gallon for the first time ever earlier this month. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson says he believes President Biden's policies are the driving force behind high gas prices.
This is something that Democrats and President Biden caused. They are the root cause to open borders, to 40-year high inflation, to record gasoline and high energy prices. They're the ones that caused it. This didn't just happen.
Washington Commanders owner Dan Snyder is doubling down on not testifying before the House Oversight Committee. The panel requested that Snyder reconsider testifying as it investigates an alleged toxic workplace culture at the organization. New York Democrat Carolyn Maloney saying in a letter to Snyder's attorney he could testify virtually like NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell will on Wednesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Live, the phones are open, and if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. Coming up, I do want to get into Conan's main topic tonight, which is World War III.
More saber rattling.
Yep, they're talking about it. The words of World War III have been uttered again by somebody who was already the Russian government in their propaganda ministry. They were talking about World War III within the last month. So they're not the only ones who are calling this conflict World War III. We're going to get deeper into that coming up. With you tonight, by the way, is Ian.
Nobody.
And Conan.
But, of course, the Porcupine Freedom Festival has kicked off today. That's where we started the show, just kind of summarizing the event. Even though none of us are actually at it, the actual broadcast from the Porcupine Freedom Festival will begin tomorrow. Our crew, Aria and Mark, are on site. They got the tent all set up, and vendors, I'm sure, have been rolling in all day. I don't know yet if Suzanne is there from Truth Smacks, but she is intending to be there. Truth Smacks, of course, is an amazing trail mix brand that is loaded up not only with real food as nature intended, raw, unadulterated ingredients, but also truth quotes. That's one of the most important aspects, because the trail mix is fantastic. But the bag design includes a bunch of really cool freedom-oriented quotes on there that you can basically use these bags. They're two sizes, 3.5 ounce and 10 ounce, as an outreach tool. You can share the ideas of freedom and liberty with anybody that's hungry and appreciates a good trail mix. Suzanne is the lady behind it. She's a former English teacher, longtime truth seeker. She started this trail mix brand, making it, bagging it, and sealing it up herself in a commercial kitchen down in Naples, Florida. And again, you can get it in two flavors, the original mix and the peppermint infused. Just go to truthsmacks.com/shop. And you can smack your friends and family with the truth.
Oh, yeah.
It's truthsmacks.com/shop. And again, if you're going to be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you get to meet Suzanne.
Can I just say one thing, Suzanne, sales pitch here? Add a cereal. Because that just sounds like what Truth Smacks should be.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With the same quotes and all, your kids could be reading Orwell or, you know. At the kitchen table.
Well, you know, who knows where this is going to go? This is her dream business. She started her own business. I don't know, quit her job or whatever and went into doing this. And if it takes off, then maybe she can expand it. That's not a bad idea. So, again, check out truthsmacks.com/shop. We go to Sam. He's in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on you talking in the last segment about tax protesting. And I know before you've said that not paying property taxes would be a bad idea. So what would you promote?
I mean, I think it's a great idea if you can actually find the people with the balls to do it.
Yeah, if you can get away with it. If you could get your whole neighborhood, like, for example, all 500 of us just decided to not pay anymore.
Shoot, if you could get 20% of them, that'd be huge.
Yeah, well, the issue that I see with it is that the government would end up richer because they would just come in and take your property.
They'll take your property, and then they sell your property.
But yeah.
Sell it. But the thing is, if you were willing to fight back and you had enough people that you could, then, yeah, you could definitely deprive the government of some revenue
that
way.
But the thing is, nobody, when they take people's property for non-payment of taxes, it's usually done under the cover of darkness. So what'll happen is the typical situation is somebody dies, right? Like some elderly folks who didn't write a will or whatever, they pass away, somebody finds their bodies in their house, and then it's like, okay, well, what do we do with this property? The government takes it, they put it up on a tax sale, and then it's gone and sold to somebody.
And this year, and last year, they're making a profit.
Because taxes are up?
Well, real estate's up. Real estate's way up.
Yeah, and so therefore taxes are up. But they don't usually take property from protesters because protesters, there aren't any of them. I mean, we know the one guy, Jay Noon, who actually did protest property taxes by not paying them on a property that he had down in Palmer, Mass.
And he's got that property now?
I don't know. It's not Jay Noon. They took it from him, unfortunately. But the thing is, Jay Noon was a single man. He was known around town as a freedom advocate, tax protest kind of person. And we did manage to successfully delay them stealing his property by like 6 months by occupying his front yard on the day that they were originally supposed to come down there and do that. Because when you got a bunch of people, it changes the game. And you don't have to go to violence. You can do it completely peacefully. And one thing they definitely don't want to be seen doing is throwing a dozen families out into the street from their homes. They don't want that kind of negative publicity. It's one thing to go after Jay Noon at 6 in the morning when there's no one around. It's another thing entirely to have a whole group of people come together and say, you know what, we're not going to pay these property taxes. And then what are
they
going to
do? But my whole point was, like, what other types of protesting could you do since clearly property tax protesting isn't going to work right.
Well, I mean, I haven't filed income taxes since 1999, but, once actually I did.
We brought up the example at Porkfest a few years back where they weren't charging the customers the meals tax.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you're a vendor, and you're able to get away with, you can undercut your competitors by not charging them that sales tax and just not sending that check every year because to the state, I think that would be harder to do than a homeowener.
If you're a physical location, 24/7.
Exactly. If you're a business, keep trying to keep the lights on and they know where you're located at. But if you're doing something like Truth Smacks or something, you're selling all your product online. I sell books online. Mm-hmm. I don't sell any type of sales tax. Now, Amazon does.
Do they collect for the states that have tax?
Amazon, charges the customer and they take the money. I don't see any of that. It's totally out of my department. But so that's a way to do it. Be an agorist vendor where you're not in a physical location, and that's really easy to do these days. You know, selling online, selling all over the world, actually, if you could do that.
So but the biggest thing from my point of view is be around other people who are doing something.
Safety in numbers.
And yes. That's why I'm in New Hampshire. You know, the whole idea of the Free State Project is to gather people in one place where, you know, there may come a time when there's enough of us in New Hampshire that we can get away with boycotting property tax.
Or even portions of the property tax that you don't agree with. Yeah. Like, I don't have a problem with maintaining my road in front of my
either.
House. I'm perfectly fine with that. But the school,
the police,
the government schools, most of the police, I'm okay with the fire department, but the police, we don't need, I think we're up to like $7 million a year in, for our little quaint little town here.
Well, I think you made the best point here, Nobody, and that is that the people is what matters. Having a large number of people in the same physical area that can back each other up and help out. It isn't perfect, you know. We still are facing, significant amount of time. Ari and I are facing a significant amount of time behind bars in the Crypto 6 case. You already spent 6 months behind bars. It's like, you know, it's not going to guarantee the government isn't going to go after you, that they're not going to crack down upon you, but it is going to make that process a little less scary. It's going to make that process a little more you could deal with it better, and it makes things possible that previously were impossible. So just to go back to the story about the Porcupine Freedom Festival, when the two tax agents showed up, mind you, this is a decade in to the event. I mean, more than a decade. I think probably like, I don't know, it was probably like 2015 or 2014 or something like that. So this thing had been going on for 11 years or 12 years or whatever at that point. And so this is the first time that these government goons showed up, and they thought they were going to be able to throw their weight around. And if there was only just me that had gone after him with a video camera, they might have just kept on going and going from booth to booth and just ignoring me, right? But because there were at least a dozen people, maybe more, and I could pull up the video and try to count, probably 15 people or something like that, that literally surrounded these goons and shouted them back to their car and off the property, that pressure from social pressure that couldn't hack it.
Yep. This is the same thing with the gun argument when they talk about taking our guns away from us. They don't have the numbers. We outnumber them,
right?
99 to 1,
yeah.
Less than 1%.
But if they get us one by one,
they could do it.
And you don't stand up for your neighbors, then it's just a matter of time before they come for you.
The number here is 603-283-6160. We'll bring Sam back here because it is an important discussion if he wants to continue with that. Plus, I hear Aria will be calling in after she finishes dinner with a Pork Fest update.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited if you want to join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 as the Porcupine Freedom Festival kicks off officially today. Was the first day of the 19th Porcupine Freedom Festival. Sold out event. If you were thinking you were just going to roll on up to the campground and get a day pass, sorry, there are no day passes this year. There's 3,000 tickets, and they all sold out a few months ago. And so you can learn more about it. It's over at porkfest.com. Of course, next week, ForkFest happens, and there is no sold-out status unless the campground itself sells out at ForkFest, because there's no tickets. It's an open-source, decentralized libertarian camping festival, and you can learn more about it at forkfest.party. That's forkfest.party. Ian, Nobody, and Conan in the studio tonight. Coming up, we got to get into Great Britain, apparently, is already talking about its World War III. And Conan, you have a story about that. That's on the way. But first, we're going to continue here with Sam in Ohio. Sam, he's a younger, liberty-minded guy. He's been calling the show for a little while, and he's definitely, you know, interested in activism. Probably not a whole lot of it happening there in Ohio. But he's still excited and called in tonight asking questions about protests. And Sam, you were talking about property taxes, and that's one of the hardest ones to get involved in.
Well, I was referring to it in terms of the fact that you were talking about the Porcupine Freedom Fest, and they were doing tax protesting, basically.
Oh, well, that's way different, right? So property tax,
I wouldn't even call what was going on at Porkfest a protest. It was it was just people living their lives without it being interfered with. They weren't making a point to say, hey, government, guess what we're doing? We're looking at us over here doing what we're doing.
But, of course, the government found out about what was going on because there ended up being news coverage and the word, you know, word got around to the tax enforcers that, oh, there's this festival happening and where's our revenue, right? Like, they know there's a festival happening. They know there's a, you know, a couple thousand people attending it and they're getting zero revenue out of the event. So, of course, they figured they'd show up and try to intimidate people. But that's one thing. It's a whole other story to actually ask somebody who has a $200,000 house to put it on the line
or a business
and risk having that stolen. So, you know, we're a long way away, I think, from having a property tax protest. It would take a significant number of people with serious huevos to have that happen. But as you pointed out, Conan, this what happens every year at the Porcupine Freedom Festival is just people living life. It's just not asking for permission. That's what's happening. Mm-hmm. That's not a protest.
And but what I'm referring to is, in my mind, is a protest in terms of the fact that people weren't afraid to not pay the 9% that you talked about before.
Yeah, they weren't afraid because they had the numbers.
Correct.
And that is empowering.
Another cool thing that happened at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which, again, wasn't a protest, it's just people living free. I think one of the most memorable things for a lot of people over the years at Porkfest is seeing children walking around selling alcohol at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Are you serious?
Yeah, but weren't the campgrounds cracking down on that? Like, just asking people not, please don't do this?
But the reason that happened was because the government goons came to the campground and said, hey, if you don't do something about this, we're going to pull your beer permit.
Then again, that's where they get you. They'll attack the one person.
Right.
And
they go against it's centralization, right? They know, oh, we've got somebody that's got our permission slip, so we can focus on them and put pressure on them and get them to be our agents without paying them.
Yep. And they look for things that can't move.
Real estate. It's the same thing with all the bars and restaurants. It's the same thing with the bars and restaurants here in Keene, where all they got to do is say, hey, look, we're taking your license from you,
right,
alcohol license, and what are you going to sell now? Cocktails? Mm. I mean, alcoholist cocktails.
Yeah. Now, if you were running a underground business and your customers didn't care if you had a license or not, that would be another matter. But again, you've got to have a community for that.
Correct.
You've got to have
Can't do that
people
alone.
To keep it going.
Yeah, and that's what we have here in New Hampshire that, sorry to say, no one else has anywhere else. I wish Mark the best with his projects that he's working on out in Central America or whatever, but we got a 20-year head start on all of the other competition. The Free State Project, there's nothing else like it. There have been imitators, but none of them have ever come close. Most of them have completely failed and flopped and imploded because there's just not enough libertarians to make two large communities work. You got to have one big community in one geographic area in a small state, and New Hampshire is that place. Sam, anything else you want to comment on? Go ahead.
Just the last example you gave, I would have never imagined that happening, ever.
That's what happens in freedom. You know, people can make decisions for themselves. If a set of parents decides that their son or daughter is responsible enough to walk around a campground and sell some bottles of alcohol and, you know, keep the money safe and do all that, and they want to do it as a learning experience, then they did. And from what I understand, it might still happen. Like I said, I haven't been there in the last year. I've heard rumors that those sorts of things still do go on the campground. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Yeah, and that's just a fraction of what you'll see going on that on those campgrounds. I remember, was it 2020? I think it was 2020. They had a Ross Ulbricht fundraiser that happened at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Ross Ulbricht, of course, the founder of the Silk Road. He's in prison for 2 life sentences plus 40 years for making a website.
Mm-hmm.
And they had an auction where they had a bunch of donated items, and, you know, they were doing an auction on the stage. Well, outside of the auction, at the tents that were right out, not tents, but, like, you know, covered areas that were right outside, a couple picnic tables under, canopy tents, there were literally two guys selling cannabis and mushrooms in an open-air drug market.
Mm-hmm.
Like I had never seen at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I mean, you know, there's always somebody who's willing to sell you some weed if you know the right people or whatever. But this guy didn't care. These people didn't care. They just had it right out there. They had edibles. They had flowers. It was just right there. right there in front of this well-attended, this, you know, wasn't off in some corner of the park or whatever. It was in front of the main stage in the pavilion going on for hours.
Mm-hmm.
And no one arrested these guys.
Yeah, which you'll see that at some of the hippie festivals as well.
Yeah.
Where people would just be pretty open. And, you know, again, there's a lot of people at the hippie fest.
Like a rainbow festival or something like that.
Yeah, rainbow festivals or the various music festivals, mm-hmm. like Wormtown,
right.
the Harry Brown Harvest Festival, that kind of thing.
See, the thing is, you know there's undercover agents at these events.
Mm-hmm.
The feds would not be doing their job, right, if they didn't send undercover agents. So right. they must
well,
have
technically,
known.
Nothing in the Constitution gives them authority to regulate your body chemistry or what you...
That doesn't mean they won't try.
No.
And here's the thing, too. Are they even going to attempt to go after anybody at these events the day of? Or are they just going to...
No.
It's going to film it right in their little record book, their little black book, you know, what went down... And then wait till you go home and put your feet up, and then that's when they send the goons in.
Yeah, if they were going to do it, that's how they would do it.
They get you later.
Right. They don't have the guts to do it in front of anybody. But the thing is, I think we would have heard if those guys got arrested later on. I think we would have caught wind of, hey, oh, you know, 3 weeks later they show up at John's front porch in Texas or wherever and arrested him. Because I don't know if even all of those guys were from New Hampshire. I have no idea where. I don't remember who they are.
Well, I wouldn't have bought anything from them just because of that, unless someone could vouch for them. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is your whole, you know, buyer beware.
Well, they almost never go after the buyers. In terms of legal consequences, it's really the seller who needs to beware.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, no, I'm talking about getting some bad edibles or something.
I mean, it's, you know, if you're worried about that, just buy the weed. I mean, you're not going to get bad weed unless you got mold all over it.
Well, I'm worried about something that might be laced in it.
No, they don't do that.
Good Lord.
All right, hey, look.
That's like drug war.
I would wait 24 hours, and I would just see what happens.
Yeah.
And they'll move town.
Yeah,
they're not there anymore. So I would have been out of luck.
You don't generally smoke a lot of weed.
No, I don't smoke at all.
That's a drug war myth, man. They don't lace weed.
Dude, I had some laced stuff one time, and it put me on
it
my.
Probably had mold.
Well,
on
there
it.
Are people who do. There are people who put out who have poisoned weed that, and it's actually caused people to die. But it was the government that did it.
Mm. I'm talking about drug dealers putting in
more stuff,
PCP or cocaine or whatever, and it's like, no, they're not gonna do that and then charge you the same amount
know,
as
right?
a normal bag of weed.
It's like Halloween participants handing out LSD to the kids. It's like, no
kid's
relieving my stash to some stupid kids.
Yeah, and then also no kid's gonna put an ecstasy tab in his mouth and think it's candy. I mean, that stuff doesn't taste sweet at all. That's nasty.
Mm.
You do not want to put that in your mouth, you know, and hold it there or chew it. Ugh.
That's not delicious.
No. And that's like, what, $20 a pill on the retail
not
market?
Happening.
No, not happening. The economics are not there for that. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. If you're on the site over at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, feel free to weigh in on what has happened on day number one. On the way, the World War III story that Conan wants to share. And your calls and thoughts are welcome. This is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.